It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And on with us this morning, Jennifer Bracken, the Regional Teacher of the Year in the Douglas Education Service District, teaching at Sevelin East Primary. Jennifer, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess, first of all, let's talk about this award. Were you surprised when you found out?
Absolutely. It was just such an honor to be recognized. And I wish more teachers had the honor of being recognized for all of their hard work and dedication. There's just a lot of phenomenal teachers in Sutherland and all throughout our county that deserve the same recognition that I received.
So tell us more about what you do at East Primary. What grade do you teach?
I teach kindergarten. I'm one of four kindergarten teachers at East.
And how long have you been teaching kindergarten?
Oh, gosh. I've been teaching kindergarten for over 12 years.
And
so it's definitely a joy.
Now, have you taught at other grade levels as well?
I have. I've actually taught kindergarten all the way to eighth. The only grade level I haven't taught was fifth grade. So K-2 has my heart.
And how long have you been a teacher?
I've been a teacher for 24 years.
Now, back up maybe more than 24 years ago, when did you first know that you wanted to be a teacher?
Oh, gosh. I always wanted to be a teacher. I remember playing school at home. I would line up all my stuffies and have them there, and I would teach them. And then when my mom went back to school to become a teacher when I was in high school, that's really when I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Now, were there any other folks in your family that have been teachers as well?
Just my mom.
And that was a later decision for her. It sounds like that really kind of solidified it for you.
It sure did. Yeah, she put in countless hours, and I remember helping her get all of her lessons and materials ready, and I just knew that's what I wanted to do.
Now, how many students in your kindergarten classes?
We have about 18 to 20. My class has 18. I have 9 boys and 9 girls.
And what are some of the activities that you do to help kids learn?
We do a lot of hands-on activities. So for math, we build numbers with manipulatives. In science, we study life science. So we'll hatch chicks, and we have butterflies in our classroom. And then we also have purposeful play. So when the students are learning about self-regulation and empathy and sharing, they're able to actually put those skills into practice through play.
Now, kindergartners, I mean, this is early in their school experience. Maybe some of them were in preschool, maybe some of them weren't. Sounds like you've really got an opportunity to do a lot of molding.
I do, and I think that's one of my favorite things about kindergarten is just they're kind of a blank canvas, and I have such a huge range of abilities, but I love being able to differentiate for my students so that they each make growth.
What is maybe one of the challenges of teaching kindergartners?
Oh, gosh. Some of the students, when they come to kindergarten, they have not heard the word no. So just kind of them learning how to be in school and how to share and be a friend and to be a learner, what that looks like for them. And for each child, it's different.
What are some of your favorite moments teaching?
One of my favorite moments was when we had our Polar Express day right before Christmas break. And when you walk down our hallways, it's a long hallway. And we turned that hallway into a train. So we decorated it like the Polar Express train. And we had all the students' photos in the windows and lights up on the ceiling. And then the kids all came in their jammies. And our superintendent came dressed up as a conductor. So all the students had their golden tickets, and he clipped every single golden ticket over their heads, shouting, "All aboard!" And then the students had hot cocoa and cookies, and we watched the movie. And it was just a great day and making core memories for these kids.
Wow. Now, sometimes people might be considering teaching. I know that a lot of folks are going into the profession from kind of a non-traditional track versus the typical track of the past that was the only way to get there. If somebody is thinking about being a teacher, though, what kind of advice would you give for them to be able to check it out?
Probably just to, like, job shadow for a little bit if they have that ability. Teaching isn't easy, and it takes a lot of patience and flexibility. And it's a big time commitment, but it really is one of the most rewarding jobs that you could have because you have a chance to change the direction of someone's life. And that's pretty amazing.
Now, teaching at the kindergarten level, then you also have the opportunity for the kids who remain at East Primary to sort of watch them over the next few years.
I do. We used to loop with our class, which was great. We would have the same class for 2 years, so for kindergarten and then first grade. So you really got to see them grow. I think one of the best things that we have started is our Bulldog connection with the high school. So our kindergartners will connect with our seniors, and they will. The seniors give them a T-shirt that they'll, I think it's a large size, so that they could grow into it. And then the kindergartners will give the seniors a keychain for their final year. And so that's, we love building that connection and then being able to see our kinders go through each grade level and to attend their graduation has been amazing.
Now, 24 years of teaching, has all of that been in Sutherland?
No, I lived in California, and so I taught in California prior to coming to, I live in Roseburg, so I taught at St. Paul Lutheran School in Roseburg for a couple of years before I came to Sutherland.
And being in Sutherland, watching these kids for the last number of years, you mentioned the graduation part, and maybe you haven't been doing it long enough quite to see some of them turn into adults.
They do. That's so exciting. And to see their success, that's great.
Now, for your teaching plans, any exciting plans for your class in the future?
Actually, tomorrow we're going to the fire station. So just field trips and connecting with our community and the high school. We're only a block from the high school, so we are partnering with our FFA and the wood shop so the students really get the opportunity to they go up to the wood shop to build birdhouses and little flower pots, and the FFA students will come down here also and help them to learn about animals and plant life cycles. So I love that mentorship program.
Now, as Regional Teacher of the Year, what goes along with that? Are there some professional opportunities you're going to have?
No, not as Regional Teacher of the Year, but we do still participate in professional learning through our county and through our school district.
And as you look ahead, do you see yourself ever doing anything besides teaching?
I don't. This is my lifetime career.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you are obviously good at it. A Regional Teacher of the Year for the Douglas Educational Service District, Jennifer Bracken, kindergarten teacher at East Primary in Sutherland. Jennifer, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. 8:40 at the Morning Report.